This is Barack Obama. A lot of people blame me for moments of division in this country. I'm here to tell you the only division I endorse is your ears from this podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Super Nintendad's Entertainment Podcast for the SNES Showdown, the People's Top 3. My name's Todd Hunt, and it's actually just me tonight, although Gray is here in the room playing Super Mario Odyssey. Gray, say hi to everyone.
Hi, I'm kind of happy to be here.
Why, because you're kind of on the show this evening?
Kind of.
That's funny. All right, everyone, we're dedicating this episode to our loyal listeners, offering you an opportunity to be spotlighted on our show. We'll be featuring your thoughts, along with a shout out to your Instagram handles to celebrate the choices you've shared with us, picking your top three Super Nintendo or Super Famicom games of all time. But first, Gray, I came across something disgusting the other day. I wanted to hear if it's something you guys are talking about in the kid world. It's called Pilk. It's not Pepsi. It's not milk. It's Pepsi mixed with milk.
Well, I might have actually heard of it. Not, like, from a kid, but... I mean, milk is good alone. I've never tried Pepsi, so...
That's exactly my point. Who looked at a glass of Pepsi and a glass of milk and thought, you know what these two things need? Each other.
I mean, I need, like, Gatorade and Jell-O.
Yeah, Gatorade and Jell-O sounds okay, though. Pepsi and milk sounds disgusting. Although I do like the idea that there's like an executive from Pepsi and a dairy farmer high-fiving each other that they're both getting a pop from Pilk. I mean, you can imagine how disgusted I am by this. I haven't had milk or Pepsi in over a decade. Well, I do drink water.
You drink green drink in the morning, seltzer for the rest of the day. That's your day.
All right, you're outing me here, but yes, I mostly drink seltzer and green juice. I had you try the green juice earlier. What did you think?
No.
Yep, no is a good response. It's pretty much exactly what you said. But great, maybe we shouldn't knock this until we try it, right? Maybe Pilk is the next big thing.
I would try it.
You would? All right, maybe after we're done, we try Pilk. We have to go get milk and Pepsi, but we can try it.
I mean, I'm not mad, but the Prime Company probably is. They thought they would be the best for a while, but until...
until Pilk came. Pilk came to overthrow Prime. So there's two gross drinks on the market.
It's not like you can buy Pilk.
Well, maybe we'll try it, and maybe you'll love it. Maybe it'll be like a party in your mouth.
Where everyone's throwing up?
A party where everyone's throwing up. Yes, exactly. At minimum, guys, this is probably a good time to remind everyone that sometimes two rights can make a very, very wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. Here are the 12 titles we listed on our Instagram post, which are arguably the most popular games to be released for the Super Nintendo console. These initial titles we're about to list weren't just instant classics. They breathed new life into their respective franchises for the 16-bit era. These were games that genuinely earned the Super designation, standing in stark contrast to titles like Super Off-Road or Super Soccer Champ. Two terrible games, Gray. I will show you them one day, I promise.
Good.
Here's the list we posted. Super Castlevania IV, a reinvention of the classic Castlevania series, showcasing fluid gameplay mechanics and atmospheric graphics that pushed the SNES to its limits, even at the very beginning of the console's life. A crash course in 90s horror cool. Super Mario World. We actually played that last night, didn't we, bud?
Yeah.
You did. You did great.
I might have won one level, but
you did.
I'm not very happy. I didn't find my Yoshi.
Ah, that's true. Super Mario World was an evolutionary leap in platforming. Yoshi, one of the things that made it such an incredible game, but also the expansive world map, setting new standards for the genre. Super Metroid, a masterclass in non-linear. Yeah?
You're just making me bad. You're making me feel bad now that I didn't.
You keep playing and you will. Next level, I think, is when you get your first Yoshi.
Yeah.
Super Metroid, a masterclass in nonlinear exploration and atmospheric storytelling. It laid the foundation for all subsequent Metroidvania titles, and you know how much we love the word Metroidvania on this show. Mega Man X modernized the classic Mega Man formula with enhanced graphics, a gripping storyline, and advanced player mechanics, reinvigorating the franchise for a new generation. And I would argue, turning Mega Man into a Metroidvania. Street Fighter II, pioneering the fighting game genre. Its introduction of diverse characters and special move sets became a template for countless games that followed, and the reason behind every mysteriously broken Super Nintendo controller in my house. Earthbound broke the mold of traditional RPGs with its contemporary setting, quirky humor, and unique combat, making it a cult classic. Sometimes saving the world with psychic powers, a bat, and quirky friends is just another Tuesday. Yoshi's Island, softly titled Super Mario World 2. Now, as a game, Yoshi's Island is great. As a sequel to Super Mario World 2, I would argue a disappointment. But regardless, a visual and gameplay departure from its predecessor, its innovative use, the Super FX chip, and focus on Yoshi set it apart as a platforming gem. Turtles 4, Turtles in Time. Elevated beat-em-up games with the dynamic gameplay, memorable boss battles, and foray into time travel. And throwing enemies at the screen never gets old. Chrono Trigger, an RPG powerhouse with multiple endings, a ground-breaking battle system, and a narrative that seamlessly wove time travel into its core. Super Mario Kart, the birth of kart racing game, blending beloved Mario characters with competitive racing, becoming a template for multiplayer gaming and ruining many friendships along the way. A lot of people got into fights playing Super Mario Kart, especially the battles. Remember popping balloons? We played it.
I wanted to say something about the Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Could I find any Yoshis there easily?
Where?
In the Yoshi game.
Well, yeah, you basically play as Yoshi. You've played the Yoshi games. The Yoshi games that you've played on the Switch are basically sequels of this game. Yoshi. We'll play more later, I promise. Contra 3, The Alien Wars, or Super Probotector Alien Rebels, depending on which country you're in. Amplify the run-and-gun genre with its intense action, diverse weapon system, and cooperative gameplay. And finally, Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. Not only did it redefine action-adventure gaming with its inventive dual-world mechanic and perfected Zelda blueprint, but it stands as a quintessential title on nearly everyone's all-time list of must-play games. Okay, let's dive into your choices. These are the choices that you picked, posted on Instagram or emailed to us. And we're going to start first with our good friend and first fan, I Am Kevbo. I Am Kevbo chose Chrono Trigger, A Link to the Past, and Super Mario World. Really good choices. These are Chrono Trigger, Link to the Past, and Super Mario World are games that show how transformative I think that the games on this system could be. But I think it's a really good mix. A really big, long, robust RPG, Link to the Past, and Super Mario World. Solid choices, Kevbo. Next, we have It's WLP. We have Super Metroid, Yoshi's Island, and Zelda. I mean, obviously, Super Metroid and Zelda are fantastic picks. Yoshi's Island, I have to say, of all the people that commented on this, this was the only Yoshi's Island choice that we had on this list.
Well, they're the best person to vote.
Why? You just love Yoshi that much. I mean, these games showcase like the depth, like the innovation that Super Nintendo brought to the gaming world, but I don't know. Yoshi's Island is not on a lot of people's lists. Next, we have Actual Duck Faces. Earthbound, Yoshi's Island, and Link to the Past. Well, so I'm wrong. There are some other Yoshi's Island lovers out there. Actual Duck Faces went on to say, so many elite titles on this list, but those are definitely the ones that ate up most of my time. I think that's probably a good way to grade this, right? I mean, for me, and I'll get to mine at some point, but you know, for me, is it games that, you know, we've lived with now for 30 years so that we can say, you know, these are stood the test of time? Are these, you know, games that, you know, people keep talking about to this day? Or are they just the games that you put the most amount of time into when you were a kid? I think there's actually a really interesting set from Belmont K1112. They chose Earthbound, Zelda, and Chrono Trigger, saying, gotta have the replayability. I am incredibly surprised that somebody with the name Belmont in their handle didn't choose Castlevania. Earthbound, Zelda, and Chrono Trigger, that's a lot of RPG. There's a lot of hours in those games. Next, we have Ross Bender. Says, really easy for me. Trigger, Link to the Past, and Metroid. I mean, yeah, really great choices, obviously. I think Link to the Past is probably the one that is on list the most, along with Super Mario World. Metroid being the solid third. So when we compiled all of the choices that people shared with us, the set that we have kind of leading at the moment, and I guess is the winner of this post, is Super Mario World, Super Metroid, and Link to the Past, which, I mean, is incredibly fair. What I think is a really interesting way to look at this, though, Great Garner said, Kids Me says Turtles, Mario World, and Mega Man X. Adult Me cries and wants time to play Chrono Trigger, but Metroid World and Turtles. So I think that that's a really interesting way to split this choice up, right? What are the games that, like, child you loved, and what are the games as an adult you either love or wish you had more time to play? I think that's what I'm probably going to have to do so I can come up with a way to actually do this, because there's no possible way that I can actually choose three. Nico underscore Tagli said Mega Man X, Chrono Trigger, and Zelda. Again, a great set. Mega Man X is one of my favorite games of all time, and it is one of the games that I play constantly once a year and go through the entire thing. And the fact that you can kind of go back to levels and have that Metroidvania experience with that game, I think completely reinvigorated the Mega Man series that was getting quite stale with, what, Mega Man 5 or 6 on the Nintendo, where it really just became the same experience over and over. After Mega Man 3, they kind of, I think, fall off for most people, not just me. Matthew says, like, top three or three to eliminate? Weird understanding of what we're saying, but I am now that I'm looking at it, the post said pick three, so I guess it really could be reinterpreted or interpreted anyway. But he says, like, top three or three to eliminate, because Mario World, Super Metroid, and Link to the Past are top three across any platform. I think that's right, too. I mean, there's those three games are just absolutely, you know, seminal games that changed the course of platformers. You know, Metroidvania's created its own, Super Metroid created its own genre, and then Link to the Past obviously set up Zelda to become quite arguably the most important franchise in the history of gaming, especially now that we have Tears of the Kingdom out, continually reinventing itself and just becoming the most, I think, important series in gaming. Dreadnought 71666 said Street Fighter, Turtles in Time, and Zelda. Solid. What I think Dreadnought probably had was friends. He probably had a lot of friends, because Street Fighter, Turtles in Time were really games that you played if you had lots of people at your house playing multiplayer. Not great games on their own. I love Turtles in Time, but if I play it by myself, it's not a blast. If I play it with a friend or two, it's, you know, one of the best experiences of all time. And like I said, throwing people into the screen not only showed off the kind of Mode 7 system of the Super Nintendo, but it just always is fun. And the fact that you have to throw people, characters into the screen to beat Shredder in that that boss fight is one of my favorite boss fights of all time. Next, we have Kay Henley 831 saying, actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience. I'm glad I didn't inconvenience you, sir. Super Mario World, Super Metroid, Super Mario Kart. Kay Henley is a super dude. He's went all super. They're all super choices. I personally don't think Super Mario Kart holds up. And I know that's a ridiculous thing to say. I understand what it did for Nintendo. I understand what the franchise is today. I love playing the newest Super Mario Kart on Switch with Gray. We've played it all the time. It's usually, for some reason, we play it a lot around Christmas, the battles. I don't know why, but we always do. And I understand what it did. I understand what it's become. But the first game, I can't play anymore. Like, I can't plug it in. The one on the DS, I forget which one that is. Maybe, or Double Dash. I can throw that on. But the very first one, I don't know. That one doesn't hold up for me. But I did, again, I get it. So thanks for that super response, Kay Henley.
Not super without Yoshi's Island.
I know. You love Yoshi's Island. You've never played it. All right, we're going to get to yours in a minute, Greg. Finish playing what you're playing over there. All right, so next we have Jeffrey Allen Klein with Yoshi, Zelda, and Trigger. Wow, another Yoshi's Island with all of these games that we had to choose. People really love Yoshi's Island that much. Gray, you're in good company, my friend. You were in good company. Matthew underscore Joseph, 1982, said Street Fighter II, Mario World, and Kart, done. Again, I think Matthew Joseph had one of those three things that are, you know, hard to come by called friends. Because Street Fighter II and Kart, really not fun games to play against the computer. But incredibly fun games to play with some friends. MGee125 said World, Kart, TMNT. Sincerest apologies to Mega Man, Street Fighter 2, and Zelda. That's cheating, but I understand. It's probably going to be a bit of a cheat that I do as well. But yeah, so MG125, World, Kart, and Turtles. Again, must have had some friends. But apologies to Mega Man, Street Fighter 2, and Zelda. Yeah, I mean, it's just hard not to put Zelda on this list, even if it wasn't a game that you played a lot as a kid. It's just such an important game. Monkey Man said Mario Kart, Castlevania, and Turtles in Time. Yeah, Monkey Man. You actually know Monkey Man. That's Ivan. Yeah, you know Ivan. So he chose. Yep. He again chose Mario Kart, Castlevania, and Turtles in Time. I mean, you can't argue with that. I mean, I could argue with it. I don't think Kart deserves to be up there. That's true. Yoshi's Island's not on there. See, you know what, Greg? You haven't played Yoshi's Island, Gray. You don't know what it sounds like when Baby Mario cries. And to me, that breaks the game.
Why?
It's the worst sound in the history of sounds. I should have actually pulled it up. I don't have time to pull it up now, but I promise you we'll play it right after this. We will drink pilk and we will listen to Baby Mario cry. And it will be a fantastic night.
I'm gonna love this.
Ivan, thanks for contributing. Mario Kart, Castlevania, Turtles in Time. Again, not a bad list. And that's it for the list of people we chose to share their responses. Again, thank you everyone for participating in this. I know it's a tough one. These are 12 incredibly important titles and incredibly important aspects and parts of our collective childhoods for the audience that we know we have. Now, for me, I'm going to have to go the child and adult route. As a child, it was Super Mario World, it was Mega Man X, and it was Link to the Past. Today, it's still Super Mario World. I have said numerous times that that is my favorite game of all time. We did an episode on this show. If you haven't heard it, check our backlog. It's simply called Super Mario World, and we talk about how it's my favorite game of all time and how much. And it's because of Yoshi. It's partly Yoshi. Mike hated the idea that we had to do Super Mario World because he thought what else could possibly be said about it, but Mike's son Gabe came up with some really great things that made that probably one of my favorite episodes of all time. So now my favorite game is one of my favorite episodes. As an adult though, Super Metroid and Castlevania, I mean, those have become some of my favorite games of all time. Now, I don't think I owned Super Metroid as a kid. I think I played it a lot at friends' houses. And that's the reason why it doesn't. I mean, I absolutely love Super Metroid, but it wasn't a game that I put a lot of time into as a kid. So as an adult, if I have to pick, it's Link to the Past, Super Mario World, and Super Metroid. Well, that's it for this show. Thank
you. What about me?
Oh, Gray, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you over there.
You didn't say Yoshi's Island.
I would not say Yoshi's Island. It's not one of my faves. All right, so you get to pick three. You got to hear me talk about a lot of them. What are your three favorites of those lists? Actually, let's do two lists for you. What's your three favorite now, and then what's the three that you want to spend more time playing with me?
My three favorite now were Yoshi's Island.
You're the worst. You've never even played it.
Yeah, well, Yoshi's in it.
Okay.
Mario World. And is Yoshi in Mario Kart?
Yoshi's in Mario Kart, yes.
Okay, and Mario Kart.
You're on a Yoshi kick. When we were at your Boy Scout event the other night with Super Mario World, you wouldn't let us leave until we got to see that 4-second clip of Yoshi after credits scene, right? Yeah, why not? Because it was late and I wanted to go home. That's why not. Yeah. All right, so what are the three games on this list that you would want us to spend more time with?
Yoshi's Island.
Okay, that's one.
Mario World.
Okay, you want to keep playing Mario World?
And I can't pick another.
The other, you said it. You said Mega Man X. You wanted to play more of that. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for submitting your responses, sharing your choices with us. We will definitely have more polls and more posts where you get to share your favorite games, and then we will read them on the show for you. If you have any other questions, comments, or ideas that you would like us to explore on this show, please feel free to email us at dads@supernintendads.com or go to our Instagram page. It's supernintendads, @supernintendads at Instagram. And again, thank you for listening. Please share this show with a friend if you think they would enjoy it. And remember, gaming should be fun. Gray, say goodnight.
Good night. I'm happy because I'm going to get to listen to 1 hour of maybe Mario Kart.
Said no one ever. Good night, everyone. Cool.